is our Technology Division Vice President, Tony Santiago. He's one of my go-to guys, and he always says yes. So, as my brother Joe would say, ask him to pay your rent. But anyway, Tony's here, and he's going to share a lot of stuff for us regarding iOS 14, including the app library and more. So, Tony, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Jamie, for having me speak today. Unlike last year, this year, I'm actually quite excited about presenting the new iOS for Apple devices, for Apple iPhone, exactly. iOS 14. iOS 13 was a very tough one to be excited about because it had too many bugs in it. This one is much more solid and has some great new features. And I'm going to go right through them quickly and generally. We don't have time to demo everything, but I did create two demos that I will present at the end, and those take up about 18 minutes, so we're going to try to run through these quickly. Okay, great exciting new features. They completely revamped the home screen for us. This is the most dramatic change they've ever made, I believe, since I've been using an iPhone. I've been using an iPhone since the iPhone 4S, and they've never made such a change to the home screen as they have now. They've made it very productive and pretty cool features added. So here we go. They created something called the App Library. The way you would get to it is after your last page on your home screen, you would swipe either with three fingers to the left and it would go to it, or you go down to your page picker and swipe up and it will take you to that page. I will play a demo of that later on. App Library is a place where all your apps are stored. Everything on your phone, organized in categories. You can search for them in different ways. It's a great new feature to find apps that you can't, that are hard to find or just buried in somewhere in a folder. Okay, that's your App Library. You'll have a good extensive demo in a little while. Next new feature that's very exciting that they created for the home screen is widgets. What is a widget? A widget is a piece of small information that you get from that you depend on mostly from all your favorite apps or very important apps that you need to see regularly, like your calendar, your battery levels, many types of things, weather, things like that. I'm going to show you quickly online if my phone would unlock. No. Face ID doesn't like my face. Hang on one second. While I put in my password manually. No, you know what? Tell you what, guys, sorry about that. My phone is not cooperating, but that's okay. The widgets, what it does is kind of like, if you remember in iOS 13, you had your today screen, which if you swipe from your first page of your home screen, you would get to a today screen. You had all your widgets, weather, battery, and all kinds of things like that. But now they're on your home screen, and they take up a little four cell portion of the top of your home screen. And you can touch there. You can, whatever widgets you chose to be there will be there. And you can also stack widgets, which means that within one little area, you can have weather, battery level, fitness levels, calendar, and you can just swipe through them by just swiping up or down with your three fingers or swiping up and choosing the next widget. Very exciting, very useful. I use it all the time, and I have it set up. I have two widgets set up on my home screen side by side at the top, and they give me all my pertinent information right away, especially when I'm at work. It's very handy. They can be edited, moved, deleted. You can add many. You can add just tons of stuff to it, and it makes it very handy. But I think after a while, you might want not clutter it too much so you don't add too many. Another great, exciting new feature that they've added, accessibility feature, is called BackTap. And it's an accessibility feature, but I've seen it demoed already on many YouTube videos and podcasts where guys that are sighted are using these features because they love it. You can actually activate shortcuts or commands by double tapping or triple tapping the back of your phone. It's awesome, and I'm going to give to that further because I have one of my demos is that. Voiceover recognition. This is a brand new exciting feature, especially if you're visually impaired or blind. You have something called image recognition. Now when voiceover sees pictures, it will attempt its best to describe what's in that picture. And if there's, for example, a picture of a sign that has text in it or a picture of a computer screen that has text in it, it will do its best to read the text that's in that image. Pretty awesome. It works very well. Used to be you go to an app store, you see all those images that you can't, I'm showing you screens of the app that you're trying to buy. Now those images are all described to you. We also have text recognition as well, which is what I was just talking about. It will see an image and whatever text it finds in there, it will try to do its best to read it to you. Screen recognition. Screen recognition is found in iPhones 10s and above. What that does is also very exciting. It will make apps that are normally not accessible and will try its best to recognize images and buttons and controls or pictures in that app and try to its best to tell you what that is. I think that's a back button. I think that's a settings button, something like that. And it works, and it's not 100% good, but it does work. And I've seen it in action. Jonathan Mosen does a great podcast, and what he describes shows an example of that on his At Large podcast. Okay. Now, another great feature that I found, and I'm not sure if this was released in either iOS 13 late or new to iOS 14. For hearing impaired, your iPhone can now listen for sounds. Important sounds, such as doorbells, smoke alarms, baby crying, things such as that. Very, very good, very crucial, very good feature for hearing impaired people, and I hear that it works very well. We have something called the Translate app. Now, this is not accessibility, it doesn't really have to do with accessibility, but it's a great new feature. You have a Translate app that's new in iOS 14 where you can take any text, you can type in text, a word, and choose to translate it in whatever language you choose. You also have the option in Safari to go to the top where you can change your format settings. And in there is translate web page to Spanish. I choose Spanish, but you'll choose whatever language you want, and it will translate that web page into Spanish. My mother loves it. I just taught her about that, and she loves it. You can also now change the default browser and email in your computer. So if you don't like Safari, you prefer Google, or you need to use Google for certain websites or for your business or for work, or Google is just your preferred browser, you can choose that. But if you have another mail client that you'd like to choose, Outlook or whatever, maybe you can make that your default. You can pin conversations now in text messages, in your messages app, which is another great new feature because I receive a lot of different texts from a lot of places, and sometimes I just need to get in touch with a friend of mine or people, my wife, my kids, those that I communicate most of the time on a regular basis. Or if I'm at an event and I need to communicate back and forth with my president or my madrina, I need to communicate with them, I can quickly pin them to the top of the list in my messages, and they'll stay there regardless of how many messages I receive. And I can quickly go and either receive or send messages to and from them easily right at the top of my screen. I don't have to swipe through 100 text messages. You can now also send audio text messages with Siri. That is very cool. You can, instead of going through typing, you can ask her to send an audio text to whoever, and she'll prompt you to dictate. You dictate, she'll send it. Awesome. They'll receive it on their end. They choose to listen and reply back as a voice or however they choose. You also have now, people like to text with emojis and use emojis, and a lot of times to find that perfect emoji is a pain. You now have a way to search for emojis. Actually, I have not done that. I just found that to be a new feature, and I think that's got to be cool because I've always hunted for new features, and I thought people would like to know about that one. And that's it for as far as my important, what I thought were good features added to iOS 14, very important ones. If you go through them and practice them, you'll find how handy they are. Now I'm going to play the demo that I recorded, which will demo for you the app library and the back tap feature.
App library. The way you get to the app library is from the home screen, go down to your page picker.
Page 1 of 3, adjustable.
Notice that it said page 1 of 3. I will swipe up until I get to the last page.
Page 2 of 3. Page 3 of 3.
Now you think you wouldn't be able to go farther, but you go up one more time once you're at your last page.
Showing app library. Social folder. 10 apps.
Now here, your apps by default are organized by category. I'm going to go to the top left corner, the very beginning of this screen.
Car radio. 06 a.m. App library. Search field. Actions available.
There's your search field. In the app library, you can search in a number of ways. By default, it's set up by categories, and the way you would search is by searching by setting your rotor to container.
Activities. Language. Kids, language, activities, containers.
And you swipe down through your various categories.
Suggestions, car radio.
First thing I come to is suggestions. It'll suggest from my most recently used apps.
Recently added, grab everything.
Then you have your recently added, things you've recently added. So now if you start swiping to the right, it'll show in order what were the last things that were downloaded to my phone from the App Store.
Magnifier. Recently added folder, 25 apps.
Now, it'll show you maybe the top 3 or 4, depending on the category, and then it brings you to the actual folder where all of your it'll show you the recently added 25. So if I go to the next category,
Productivity and Finance.
It'll show 3 or 4 apps that I've used recently in that category.
Productivity and Finance folder, 47 apps.
Then it'll show me the actual folder, Productivity and Finance, and if I double tap on that, it'll show me all 47 apps that I have in that category. So great way to search if you know what you're, you know, what types of apps you're searching for. You want to know what's on your phone in that category, you can do that. Let's go back up to the top.
Suggestions, Comedio, App Library, search field.
Another way to search in your app library is by just double tapping on the search.
App library, search field.
And typing what you're searching for, and it will find it. So now, once you do this, by the way, you have now another option for searching. You open the edit field.
Section index.
And now you have a section index. Why? Because now all of your apps are in alphabetical order. And all of your apps are listed here now. Every app that you have on your phone that you've ever downloaded to it is here now. So if you really do want to search through your phone and clean up and move things out and clear things out, you can go in here and look.
Here's A. NBC group, access link, Adobe fill in sign.
Now in this area, you can also search by heading.
Actions.
Go down by letters.
Headings.
Using headings.
P, heading, C, heading, D, heading, E, heading. You're away.
And search that way.
Here's Blackjack. Here's Crest.
Actions available. I'm not sure what these are, but that's okay. A great new way to use this app library, a great new feature that is included with this app library, is the ability to put apps in here that you don't necessarily want on your home screen. For example, I'm going to go
Apple folder, 6 apps.
To page 3 of my home screen.
Blindfold games folder, clips, home, remind.
This is an app that I know I may use one day, but I haven't used it. I know what I can use it for, and there may be a day that I will use it, but I don't necessarily want it cluttering my home screen. Well, here's a new option that I have with it. I don't necessarily want to delete it,
edit mode.
But
activate default edit mode.
When we go into edit mode,
start editing, delete.
And I'm going to choose delete because now I have a new option.
Alert, remove remind. home screen will keep you removed from mind.
Remove remind, so, and it then will give me a description of what that means.
Remove it from home screen will keep the app in your app library.
Remove it from the home screen will keep the app in your app library.
Delete app button.
So then I have the choice whether I do want to delete it.
Remove from home screen.
Or remove from home screen. If I click that.
Finish editing. 10, 11 a.m. Action home.
Finished editing.
Look, Apple folder.
I'm in the top of that page.
Line folder clips. Home. Page 3 of 3. Adjustable.
Notice that remind is no longer there. But if I go to my.
Showing app library. App library.
App library.
App library.
Go to search.
Cancel. Section index. Adjustable.
Go down the section index and find the letter R.
S T U V. Select U T S. Select.
It's already there.
Selected.
There's the letter R.
Radio.com. Radio. Rabbit Rain. Read away. Recon. Reddit. Repo. Remind. Action.
There's remind. And if I want to from here, now I can choose to just drag it back to whatever page I want to by just swiping up.
Listen to this PUT. Drag remind.
Sorry about that notification. So here's my choice to drag remind, and I can choose to do so and put it anywhere I want. But I choose to leave it where it is. And so I'm going to go back now to the home screen.
Hey, Patty. Apple folder, success.
Okay, now we get to another great new feature that Apple has added to the home screen. It's the ability to hide entire pages of your home screen, which will make you even more productive because most people have too many pages on their home screen, and most of them they never even go to anyway. So you can clean it up nicely by going back into edit mode.
Edit mode. Start editing.
Down to your page picker.
Page 3 to 4, adjustable.
Double tap there.
Home screen page hiding, edit pages, heading.
I like that, home page. Whatever, home screen page hiding.
Page 1, visible, edit pages, heading.
Edit pages.
Page 1, visible, actions available.
Notice that it says page 1, visible. Right now we have all of my pages listed here.
Page 2, visible. Page 3, visible.
And it tells you that they're visible. So now I'm going to double tap on this.
Page 3, hidden.
It's a toggle, so now you heard that it says hidden.
Page 2, this page 1, this page 2, page 3, hidden. Page, edit pages, add done button.
Clicking done button?
Add widget button.
Don't want to add a widget. That's another topic.
Finish editing. Translate.
Get out of edit. Now, you heard new app at the top. Translate, because it no longer have.
Page 2 of 2, adjustable.
In page 3, there's only page 2 of 2 now. Now, you may think it's gone forever, and you may have had it in nice order, and it's gone, but not necessarily.
Edit mode.
You now will go into edit mode, never fear.
Page 2 of 3, adjustable.
Double tap.
Home screen page hiding, edit pages, heading.
Go back.
Page 1, this page 2, page 3, hidden.
Double tap.
Page 2, page 3, visible.
Now page 3 is visible again.
Hit done button.
Hit my done button.
Add widget button.
Out of edit mode.
Finish editing. Translate. Tools folder. 26 apps. 17 to page 2 of 3. Adjustable. Page 3 of 3. Home. Clips. Blindfold. Apple folder. 6 apps.
Back exactly the way it was before I hit it. Great new feature. Jamie, do we have time for the other demo?
Yes, we do.
Here we go. Back tap. The first way to get to the back tap settings is within accessibility settings, and once you're in accessibility setting, you will navigate by heading until you hear
physical and motor.
Under physical and motor heading,
touch.
You have touch. That's where you'll find the back tap feature. So I'm going to double tap.
Settings, assistive touch off button.
Now, I'm just going to go down to the bottom of this screen because I know that's where back tap is.
Double or triple tap on the back of your iPhone to perform actions quickly. Back tap on button.
There's the actual setting where I can go into it, and it says back tap is on, but just so that you hear the description.
Double or triple tap on the back of your iPhone to perform actions quickly.
Double tap or triple tap on the back of your phone to perform actions quickly.
Back tap on button.
I'm going to go into this.
Double tap, none, button.
Okay, I have double tab here. I have two options. I have a double tab,
triple tap,
and triple tap.
Double tap, none, button.
My double tap I have set to none.
Triple tap
I have set to a shortcut, which is...
triple tap, search with Google, button.
Search with Google. Now, I was able to find that in this section of the back tap in accessibility.
Double tap, none.
But double tap is set to none here because I set that in another area, which I will show you soon. This area where in accessibility is set for more system type features that you can do with the back tap and double tap, such as going to your app switcher, hitting the power button, going to the control center, notification center, things like that. And another great option you have in here is the ability to assign a shortcut that you may have created to a back tap. So in this one,
search with Google button.
I do a lot of Googling, so I assigned search with Google. I'm going to give you an idea of what types of things you can search for, types of things that you can actually assign to these back taps, which is extensive.
Back tap, heading. Back tap, heading. Double tap, nine, button.
We're going to go into there now.
Accessibility shortcut, nine.
Now,
accessibility shortcut.
You can assign, already listing what you can assign.
System, heading.
So now, here we go, system.
App switcher.
You can go to the app switcher.
Control center. Home. Lock screen. Mute. Notification center. Readability. Screenshot.
These are just a lot of things you can do. You can perform a screenshot with a back tap. It's pretty cool.
Shake. Siri.
You can activate Siri. That's just a feel. I can't go through everything. It'll just be too extensive. You can navigate by headings here.
Words. Headings. Accessibility. Heading. School gestures, heading, accessibility.
Attention, accessibility.
Assistive touch. Classic invert. Magnifier. People detection. Smart invert.
Oh boy.
People detection.
That's a great new topic for another day.
School gestures, heading.
Scroll gestures.
Scroll down. Scroll up. Shortcuts, heading.
And now we get to the other heading, which is shortcuts.
Time to find daily. Apple Watch Find. Check order status.
These are a lot of shortcuts that I've created. And it's going through them.
Find my luggage. Yes. Music quiz. Next chapter. Next podcast. Overcast play. Play the fan. Play Tony. Play voice stream. Previous chapter. Previous pod. Recognize product. Recognize short text. Search list on recognize product.
Recognize product is great. That will automatically open Seeing AI and start scanning for barcodes.
Recognize short text.
You could also set it to go to short text.
Search list on Google. Search with Google.
There's the one that I chose for my triple tap, but I'm not going to choose that here because I don't want to assign anything to my double tap here. That's just an idea of what you can do, things that you can assign to your double taps in this area. The second place where you'll find back tap settings is within the voiceover settings. That is within accessibility settings. So you go to voiceover. Once you're in voiceover, you will swipe until you hear
commands.
Commands. Double tap.
All commands button.
Now, you will go to, you have different types of commands here.
Touch gestures, keyboard shortcuts. Commands are prefixed into what keyboard shortcuts? Touch gestures.
We're going to go to touch gestures.
Tap, open one finger, heading.
And here you have all the different types of gestures that there are for voiceover. So it's a great place to learn your gestures, review them, and even assign custom gestures. That's another topic for another day. Here I'm gonna go to the bottom again, which is where they chose to put the back tap feature. I'm gonna go all the way down with a four finger tap at the bottom of the screen.
Triple tap the back of your iPhone button. Double tap the back of your iPhone. Move the status bar. Back tap heading.
There's your back tap heading. I could have gotten there by heading, but I just quickly got to the bottom.
Double tap the back of your iPhone. Move the status bar button.
Okay, here you'll see that I have assigned the double tap for the back.
Double tap the back of your iPhone. Move the status bar.
I, for some reason, find it a pain to get to the top sometimes and get to that status line. So I chose this for now. I may change it in the future if I want something that a little more convenient. But this is works great for me. I like getting to the status line easily and checking my battery level or my cellular data, Wi-Fi status, things like that. So I chose to assign that to the double tap.
Triple tap the back of your iPhone button.
Now, in this area is where you have a very extensive list of commands you can assign to your back taps. Let's go into it. I'll give you an example, just some of the headings.
Cancel button. Commands, heading, search field.
There are so many that you can search for it via just typing a specific command.
Dictate button. Interaction, heading.
Okay. Now we'll go by headings. Here's interaction, things that you can do. I'm just going to go through a couple of each heading.
Activate. Escape. Magic tap.
Magic tap, I would be careful of because I had that assigned to my double tap. And sometimes I tap on the phone or something or bump it while I'm on a conversation and it would hang up the phone. So careful with that one.
Perform one press.
You may want to use that one for the triple tap if you're going to assign a magic tap.
Magic perform one press.
Okay, so let's go to another heading.
Basic navigation, heading. Move to bottom container. Move to bottom document. Move to first item. Move to item above. Move to item below. Move to last item. Move to linked item. Text navigation, heading. Move to next block quote. Move to next color change. Move to next font change. Move to next item with bold text. Move to next item with italic. Move to next item with plain text. Move to next item with underlined text. Advanced navigation, heading. Item text search. Move to next column. Move to next control. Move to next different item. Editing, heading. Copy. Cut. Paste. Redo.
Those are handy.
Undo. Rotor, heading, scrolling, heading. Scroll down. Scroll left. Scroll right. Scroll up. Speech and audio, heading. Toggle audio nothing. Toggle mute. Toggle speech. Output, heading. Describe item. Voiceover, heading. Describe image. Label item. Open voiceover settings. People detection. Show item chooser. Start help. System, heading. Accessibility shortcut. Activate speak screen. Mouse pointer. Control center. Home. Other, heading. Copy speech to clipboard. Toggle text selection.
These are just a few. I actually went by heading and skipped a lot of items that you can choose as your back tap. And it's just an amazing new feature. Now, no matter where I am, on a home screen, in an app, or on the internet, anywhere, I can double tap the back of my phone.
12:20 p.m. Status bar item.
And it went to the status line.
Location tracking on. Image. Cellular. 3. Get on my Wi-Fi. 3. 87% battery power. 87% battery power.
Okay, that's supposed to get out of there.
So.
And if I triple tap, I really like this one.
Google search field is editing. Search for type URL. Insertion point to start.
It opens my Google app, opens the search field, and I'm ready to type in my search or dictate. How cool is that? That's back tap. Thank you, Jenny. That's my presentation.
Oh, it's super, super. Tony, that was awesome. I'm going to do the same thing and triple tap and get right to Google. That's my favorite spot. I agree with you. If you can't do anything, go to Google. It's great. You did a tremendous job. Thank you for both of those audio files, and we'll be able to put them already up on the website because you have them. That's awesome. Next up,